It's thick and creamy, comes in all kinds of flavors, and it's good for you. Greek yogurt has been gaining in popularity all over the world while the Greeks took it for granted. But what if yogurt might actually help the country during its worst recession in half a century? Joanna Kakissis sends this postcard from Athens, where dozens of yogurt bars opened this year.
Rich and creamy, which has the more...
The first yogurt bar opened early last year on a pedestrian street near the Acropolis. Business is now booming at Fresco, which means fresh. The small shop features four types of rich, strained yogurt kept cool in traditional ceramic pots, says manager Georgia Ladopoulou.
It's not like the yogurt that you can buy in a supermarket. We take a yogurt from small producers around Greece, from villages and farms, and it's totally different than the one that you taste.
Luis Felipe, a tourist from Bogota, Colombia, polishes off a cup of thick, sharp yogurt made from sheep's milk and slathered in thyme honey and walnuts.
I love it. It's really good. I've been tasting it in different flavors.
The exploding popularity of Greek-style yogurt has turned yogurt into a growth industry in the United States. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo even held a yogurt summit in Albany this month. Now the Greeks are realizing the food staple they long took for granted might actually be a little gold mine. Konstantinos Laskos opened a Greek frozen yogurt shop called Snowyo 4 months ago. He says at least 70 shops advertising Greek-style frozen yogurt have opened in Athens this year.
And the number is growing up every day. Because in Greece it's a new idea. So you can make some money from this.
There's practically a new yogurt bar on every block, he says, and he's not sure they will all survive the recession. The economy is expected to contract by 7% this year. But if they do survive, he hopes Greek yogurt eventually replaces souvlaki, the tasty but high-calorie kebab wrapped in pita bread and French fries, as the new Greek fast food.
It's healthier, of course, with the 2% fat.
And low sugar. The perfect food, he says, for lean times. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
This is NPR News.